In Pakistan, art is not necessarily confined to galleries. It is also found on the road. More specifically, it is found on vehicles on the road. Truck art is a major part of Pakistani culture. Jonathan Mark Knoyer, an anthropology professor at the University of Michigan, says the paint jobs identify competing ethnic groups just as different designs did on ancient pottery, and later on fabrics and carpets. Norma Sparks, president of Friends of Pakistan, is reminded of the time she spent in Pakistan when she sees the truck art.
I spent about 14 years in Pakistan. So as soon as I saw the bus, the decorated bus, I just felt quite at home because I used to drive behind them every day. So it's a wonderful art form.
The exhibition commemorates Pakistan's 60th anniversary of independence. It displays beautiful crafts, wall hangings, embroidered shawls, and ancient jewelry. By juxtaposing the modern works with the ancient crafts, the exhibition curators seek to link the culture's ancient traditions with modern Pakistani art. Huma Mustafa Baig is the executive director of Serendip Productions, a television production company in Pakistan. She discusses Pakistan's unique art form.
When I consider Pakistan's national art form, I immediately think of the truck art. This is part of our culture, and it needs to be exposed to the rest of the world.
The large turnout shows that many Americans are interested in Pakistani art. Ann Patterson, who was recently nominated as the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan, enjoyed the exhibit.
And we've been very impressed with the variety and the skill in the Pakistani crafts that are here. I didn't know anything about Pakistani crafts except my trip to Pakistan and the region. I had bought some of the crafts, but I certainly wouldn't claim to be an expert. But I think they're beautiful.
With a palette as vast as the open road, the only limit on Pakistani truck art is the owner's imagination. For Urdu TV's Tabina Naeem, Tony Budney, VOA News.